He's finally on that ship. No more pain. Just living it up like he wanted. We miss you, brother. We'll always miss you.
No idea. I'm assuming this is about Hulk Hogan.
You are listening to the Obscure Gentleman, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to pop culture and filtering it through the eyes and ears of the internet. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. And you are?
I'm apparently Leonard Nimoy today because you're Shatner.
I'll go with that.
All right. I'm Alex Mitchell.
Alex Mitchell from the northern skies of Walnut.
All right. I'll go with that too.
So we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/TheObscureGentleman. If you'd like to support the show and the webcomic, feel free to do so.
Big thank you to our current supporters also.
Yeah. Those of you patronizing us currently, we thank you.
Yeah. It's not often you'll hear someone thank you for patronizing someone, but...
we like to be patronized. It's something we enjoy.
Yes.
So yeah, big thank you to them. Yeah. And
to those that aren't, you know...
Please patronize us.
And if you don't want to, that's okay, too.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm not judging you.
We got goodies for you and stuff, you do so. Also, the podcast, please subscribe to it. I know some of you just listen to it through the website, but if you're into the whole iTunes scene, please subscribe to it there. Write a review. Mm-hmm. We enjoy reviews. Give us your 5 stars if you want, or your 4 stars, or 3, 2, and 1.
Any stars are good stars.
Yes. Also important, the heart.
The heart. Yeah.
We don't know why it's important, but...
I think that's becoming a standardized thing. Twitter has that now.
Just having hearts?
Yeah.
I don't get them, but...
No.
I mean...
Facebook's going to get it eventually.
Everyone has a heart.
Yes. We all do.
We all live in a post-Tin Man world. So, without further ado, Antonio, give us the stuff.
Back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang! It was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over!
You lose. Good day, sir.
No! No!
A lot of what?
Weed whackers.
They just go off?
No, my neighbor's weird. It's like you'll be sleeping at 6 in the morning and all of a sudden, like you hear the weed whackers start up and you're like, oh shit.
Like, it sounds like a horror movie, the weed whackers.
The weed whacker. Like, yeah, it's an old British, like, shitty horror film or something like that.
Like, well, that's unfortunate, yeah. I guess. Your neighbor loves to play with his weed whacker.
He does.
Yeah. All right. So, so some stuff has happened with Star Wars recently. Well, no shit.
A lot of shit. Yeah.
I mean, the movie's coming out in like less than 30 days.
That's crazy.
No. Maybe a little over 30 days. I mean, it comes out December 25th. No,
it's a little 25th. Over. A little over. A little over 30 days.
A little bit. So yeah, it comes out
the 18th, I think.
18th. The 18th. Yeah. So. Yeah, just a tiny bit over a month left for The Force Awakens.
Yes, not unleashed.
Not unleashed, but so there's been a lot of news around it, you know, trailers, TV spots, toys, games, all that good junk. But one character in particular has a lot of people upset for 2 different reasons, and both events happened within a week of each other. So, just to set this up and say what happened, I guess. So, the first thing that happened, it was revealed, it's not officially been confirmed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, we're pretty sure it's the case, but maybe not. So, J. Scott Campbell is a comic book artist. You know, he's done a lot of work for Marvel over the years. Does a lot of pinup type stuff. And he said he got, a note passed to him from the higher ups that he's no longer to draw Slave Leia. Yeah. And what I mean by that is like on official covers or anything like that, or anything officially produced. He's no longer to do that because, according to him, and then as the story developed, Disney / Lucasfilm, they're phasing out that depiction of the character on all merchandise. So toys, comics, T-shirts, statues, your basic merch will no longer have Slave Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can guess, this really pissed off a lot of people. I mean, before we go into the comments, I mean, do you want to get your thoughts out there? Let's get our thoughts out.
I do feel like it is one of those things. Here's my take is that as a kid, I never found Slave Leia attractive. I don't know, I was one of the weird ones.
Well, I don't even think it's a case of that.
But. It was just one of those things where I was like, okay, to me it's a scene in a movie.
It's a scene in a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I never had this weird like Friends type fascination with the Slave Leia thing. I understand that people do, and I have no...
There's an obsession around it.
I actually had this conversation with a friend of mine, and she said that, not regarding Slave Leia entirely, but she said that Slave Leia is a little overdone, and, you know, there's, you know, Twi'leks and Togrutas and shit that, you know, you can...
I have no idea what the second word you said was, but okay.
Like Ahsoka Tano, those people.
Okay.
Like, you can shift your fascination towards that, but I don't know. I personally, I don't care. But the thing is, I don't know. It's someone wants it. I think.
Look,
you know, that's my take.
Here's my take on it. My take on it is this: it's merchandise. Okay.
Yeah.
We've had 30 years of merchandise that had Slave Leia on it. Merchandise, toys, statues, T-shirts, all that stuff. There's 30 years worth of material that people have been able to buy of something that came from one scene. And now they're just canceling it. They're saying, okay, we're not going to just make merch for this anymore. And that's here's my thing with it. So what? So what if they're not going to make it anymore? It's like if they stop making Lando and Skiff Guard. It's like, so what? But yes, I get it. Slave Leia
To be fair, though, Slave Leia is more appealing to people than Lando and Skiff Guard.
I get that, though, but at the same time, it's like, the complaints are weird to me because it's like, the merchandise still exists out there. You're just now going to have to either buy it on eBay or buy whatever's left like that's hasn't been like depleted in stock. On top of that, they're not getting rid of it from cosplay. You can't obviously do that.
Yeah.
People are still allowed to cosplay as it.
And they do. That's a popular costume.
It's still seen in the movie. They're not getting rid of that either. Yeah. It's still there. The only thing is you just can't buy toys or anything with it. And that's my thing is why do you need another toy of something that there's like already 16 different versions of? There's officially 12 versions of Slave Leia. But why do you need another? It's like, this is going to prevent me from buying a future release of the same action figure I already own. Or, I need another Bowen design statue of her sitting there provocatively. It's like, do you? Like this stuff exists. It'll be on eBay. It'll be like...
I do understand that it sucks to have to pay more for something, but it is one of those cases where it's like,
it just... They're discontinued.
It's a little weird though. To be so hard up, and I use that word jokingly, by the way. To be so hard up on this particular thing.
Yeah.
Not, you know, Snow Leia or, you know,
It does come from the fact that a lot of, and let's just be honest, a lot of nerds, it gives them hard ons. It's
there's something wrong
it's
with
bait,
saying,
no,
there's something wrong with saying that.
It's
though.
Bait material. Yeah. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And it's like this whole notion that it's so important that we keep producing this merch is like it's insane to me because nowhere else do you see this happening. You know, they're censoring our rights to purchase stuff. It's like, you know what? They're not censoring you. You know why? This company who owns this IP, they can do whatever the fuck they want with this IP.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, like Transformers, right, from like the 80s, they're not making that anymore. Yeah, no. It costs a lot to make it.
This,
I guess you could use that same argument, too.
This goes back to fan entitlement, where they think that they're the ones who own the property. Yeah. Fans believe that because they have emotional investment, they own part of it, which isn't true. It's like, look, your movie's still going to be there. You're still going to see women in outfits. You're still going to see fan art. Yeah. You're still going to see it everywhere. You just can't buy it officially anymore. Well, no, and that's not the case either, because that other merch still exists. You just can't buy anything that new that comes out. And here's the thing. Look at it this way. If they didn't officially cancel it and they didn't release anything like in the future, there would be no complaints. But because they're unofficially saying,
they're probably going to make a new toy some years down the line anyways.
If they don't, my thing is, who cares? But of course.
Again, I'm in the weird camp that doesn't give a shit about Slave Leia because I just never...
Well, no, I don't care. I don't care.
No, but I've never given a shit about it.
And that's fine. That's completely fine. But as we see, the internet has reacted very strongly to an outfit no longer being merchandised. So you decided to cover this, so...
I got a few right here. And for the record, there's a lot of people not sure who to blame. There's always a target that we want
to... I know who to blame, and it's pretty simple. It's just Disney. It's just...
Because we were saying, it's social justice warriors.
It's not
and
them.
Then, it's conservative moms hating tits and
it's
shit.
Just,
like,
it's Disney... Disney doesn't make provocative merchandise.
They really don't. And if you look at all the princesses they have, they're not that.
And people are like, "Well, but Ariel." It's like, Ariel's just a mermaid, and she's not posed very sexy, and she's not like an enslaved lady. Then you get the arguments. Well,
Leia, and they usually release toys with her like fully clothed.
Yeah, and then you get the arguments. Well, Leia was empowered, and it's like, because she choked a guy, but it's like, but it's still sexualization. But this is a Disney thing.
It's Disney's branding. It's not.
It's not the boogeyman of the social justice warriors or anything. Or conservative moms who I don't think give a shit. But all right, so
do those exist anymore?
They do. All right, so what do you got? Okay.
Go ahead and ban the Slave Leia merchandise. In 10 years, my vast collection will be 100 times more valuable. And I can retire early.
Well, I mean, even though he's silly about this and crazy, he's right. If they truly are not making merchandise for her anymore, she's not going to be in comics or whatever with that. Again, Leia's still going to be in comics and still going to be merchandised. She's not going to be wearing a particular outfit. Those toys could go up in value a little bit.
I want to look. Maybe they have already.
I argue right now
because it's the hype machine of
the fear, and it's like, we gotta buy them now. It's like when Twinkies went out of when Hostess went out of business for like 3 months. People were.
I feel like that was a work, and they were never really going out of business.
No, they actually did go bankrupt and everything, but people ended up buying like. $30 to $60 Hostess products, which is ridiculous.
All right. So this was in response to someone writing about, slavery's wrong, obviously, and then, Slave Leia should not be depicted,
Yeah.
Okay. I guess Carol isn't up on her history. Slavery has been around for thousands of years, and not just in the U.S. Give me Slave Leia now. I don't know. I feel like that's a weird justification to like say like, I want my Slave Leia because that's like saying racism's been around for hundreds of years. Give me my bamboozled, my give me those things. My mammies and all. Yeah, it's a weird thing to. I don't know. It's a weird argument to push, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. To play devil's advocate slightly. Would anyone have noticed that they stopped making the Slave Leia doll and not said anything about it?
And, that's a good point.
Also, in a strange bit of irony, canceling the doll would simply drive the value of the remaining ones up. You'd actually be making it more important.
he does make a good point, though. If this was never brought to attention, no one would really give a shit.
Yeah.
They would just assume, like, well, they're not making any right now.
You know what? That, yeah. And I don't know. I'm not saying they shot themselves in the foot or anything, but I feel like I feel like if they just stopped quietly,
there's no official announcement.
So it's just going by some conjecture.
Scott Campbell said he got a notice that he wasn't to draw that depiction on comic book covers anymore. Mm-hmm. That's where this all comes from.
But I mean, unless it's like a Return of the Jedi comic, I don't really see the purpose.
Again, it's like there's no real reason even in the comics to show it, unless, I mean, but they've already done the adaptation.
Okay, so
it's
then, yeah.
And I doubt there's going to be flashbacks to that particular scene constantly or anything. So I mean,
you know what? When you watch that scene in that movie, it takes like...
Yeah.
It feels like a grand total of 5 minutes when you watch it. Because everything else gets overshadowed, but we'll get into that later. I don't know, I guess. Okay. Think it's interesting you prefer your psychopathic Vader doll... A character who hacks children to bits with a sword, wipes out entire nomad villages, assists in destroying entire planets where people have no weapons, and mercilessly tortures men and women for no reason. Now that's a role model. Is he standing next to your Hitler doll?
This isn't about role models. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying like I need my slave Leia doll because I needed to stand next to my psychopathic murdering genocidal man or anything. I just thought this comment just kind of made me chuckle like reading it. Social justice warriors and feminists equals the Talibans. The Talibans, by the way.
Oh, God.
Multiple, more it's than just... one Talibans.
No.
Yeah.
No. God, stop.
They should burn all of slave Leia representations and pass bills to avoid any representation made by fans. This is a serious comment.
I don't know if that comment's for or against it. I'm confused.
It was weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Is Disney going to change the name of Boba Fett's ship after they get done with this?
Again, I don't think...
That kind of made me chuckle, but... it's not the concept of Leia being a slave. They're not going to ban Anakin being a slave.
It's just the provocative nature.
Why do they call her Slave Leia, by the way? Who invented that? Is that a fan term?
I think that started as a fan term, yeah.
Because there's no actual... I know she... it's obviously supposed to evoke that, I mean...
It's the provocative nature is really what's here. And Disney isn't provocative. I mean... Yes, some characters in the past have shown skin, but like Ariel, but it's usually the provocative stuff comes from fans when they turn Ariel provocative.
Yeah.
There, you can search on websites to see a lot of that. But as for Leia, come on. It's
over.
Yeah.
This is good. Women own my balls. Please stroke me off into oblivion, you fucking nerf fuckers.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
I understand the nerf reference, and that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stroke him off into oblivion. Yes. All right.
And my final comment. I always preferred the Jabba's prisoner label. In time, she would have been a slave to Jabba's sexual desires and would have had sex with Watto, Greedo, Han, Luke, Leia, and Darth Vader.
Wait.
Hold on. I don't mind this change. Just please be more understanding towards women, you dicks.
Again, I don't know if they're for or against it because of what they said at the beginning.
Well, no, she would have had sex with
herself
Han, Luke, and Leia.
And Watto?
And, yeah, a guy that might be dead by this point in time. Greedo, a man who is clearly dead. And Darth Vader.
Okay. That's weird.
That is weird.
Okay, so as you can see, the consensus...
is I'm angry about something. And
I'm angry I can't beat off to things that already still exist.
You know what? I could go on Google right now and find, 10 images.
But I want new things to beat off to of the same thing.
Are you, jerking off onto the toy?
Dude, you know how people are.
Yeah. The internet's weird.
But it's just like...
So.
Tons of merchants memorabilia. It exists. It's there. Just look... Why do you need a new statue of the same thing? Why do you need a new toy of the same thing that already exists? Okay, so On top of that, though, as I said, there were two things that happened. The second thing, which we'll go into now, was J.J. Abrams revealed that she will no longer in the new movie be referred to as princess. Mm-hmm. Instead, she will be a general. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't actually confirm if she was being called General Leia, General Organa, or General Solo. This has people... That's another sort of thing, but that has people like, huh, I wonder which one she's going to be.
Yeah.
But the problem comes with people who are upset that, well, she's not going to be a princess anymore. Is that too un-PC? Again, the stupid bullshit and saying, he's ruining everything. To which there was a lot of responses, but to start off, let me just say, it doesn't matter if she's called princess or not.
I think it doesn't even matter at this point, because people will call her Princess Leia regardless of whether or not.
She's like in control of the rebellion. So she's basically the master general for the rebellion. Cool. There's no real need for her to be called princess, and even if she was or she wasn't, it doesn't matter. So what do people think, though? Because personally, I think it's like either way, whatever. Yeah. General sounds kind of cool, like if she's a general.
Yeah. I think my whole thing is that Jimmy Smits is dead. His whole planet is dead.
We'll get into that. Okay. People address that.
Okay,
that
part too, I'll get into that then.
Tony says, I don't care what you call her. She'll always be a princess to me.
Again, it's one of those things I was saying. It's the iconic. It's the name. It's that when you see that character, you think Princess Leia.
Yeah.
No one thinks Leia Organa.
But at the same time, when people don't understand, when people stop being certain things, like, we don't still call Arnold Schwarzenegger Governor Schwarzenegger.
I think that's different because we still call him the Governator every now and then.
I don't know anyone who calls him anymore.
Who call him that.
Well, that's madness.
That is madness.
Because you know what? He is no longer...
He's lost that title. He's relinquished it. I think with movies, though, it's a little different like that because it's like, I think that first movie is...
It's
not like you can't call her that. It's just in
the movies, her title has changed, obviously. Like, what? It's like how Queen Amidala
became in the first one, Senator. Yeah.
Yeah, in the first one, she was Queen.
Yeah.
And then she left the throne and became Senator.
Yeah.
And other people need to understand also is in the Star Wars universe, Amidala, the way queens work is you're elected to be a queen. So she was elected.
In case you didn't know.
It wasn't a thing of birthright or bloodline.
Which I thought it was when I first watched
And also,
it.
Leia apparently... her being a princess isn't in reference to Amidala.
Which, again, as a kid, I thought that was why.
It's in reference to the Organas.
Because the Organas are kings and queens of the actual planet.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because they're also senator. You know what? It doesn't matter because all of that isn't canon anymore.
No, that's canon.
Is that canon?
That's canon. They're just dead now. That's why it doesn't matter.
Wait. Where was it canon that they were kings?
In the Clone Wars.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's still confusing and weird. Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're dead now, so it's...
Okay, well,
it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
So Michael says, what? Sir, I'm out. Wink emoticon. He actually says wink emoticon.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's out.
He's totally out.
So David says, really? That's such a shock because, I mean, the planet she was a princess on was fucking blown up in the first movie, and yet they called her princess until she was in her 40s. It's about time she grew up and faced the fucking truth, lol.
He's not wrong. That's what I was saying. They're dead now.
How can you be a princess of a planet that doesn't exist?
That's so fucking weird, though.
I'm
thinking about it now. Like, he fucking blew up a goddamn planet. There's a planet that is now gone forever. Yeah. Jesus.
It's out of the solar system.
Jeez.
It's out of the universe.
Yeah, but I mean, Leia shouldn't hold any, unless they're being weird about it. Ooh, she needs to hold her titles. Like,
yeah, and J.J. Abrams said someone is going to call her princess in the movie, and she's going to, like, snap at them. Like...
See, I hate that he said that because now when it happens and I see it, I'm just gonna go.
No, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm betting it's gonna be Han.
Okay, if it's Han, then yeah. I don't know why some 20-year-old guy would say, hey, princess, you know, like, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, so Douglas says, it kind of feels like I have been reading the books for absolutely no reason. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy, no matter what, that they're coming out with another movie, but it is still a disappointment.
This seems like a very big exaggeration of, like, I don't know, like, is this really ruining your entire take on Star Wars?
There were so many comments that I went through that I just eventually glazed over because it was nothing but, like, well, in the books this happens, but it doesn't count anymore, so it's like...
Okay, I need to say this now, and I know it's going to piss off a lot of people. Those things don't matter anymore, and I'm sorry. I know you spent a lot of time and money, hopefully, buying those books.
But you still enjoyed them, so it shouldn't matter if they don't matter.
I could kind of understand where they're coming from, but you just gotta face facts.
As a comic book fan who's dealt with tons of reboots, this is something that's just natural to me.
True. So again, they're not used to that.
And to me, it's like those stories are still there. You can still enjoy them. What does that mattering have to do with anything? My other thing is Disney at least decided, you know what, we're going to sort of placate you guys by making it the Legends. Like, if we ever re-release anything, and they have, it's under the Legends banner now.
And the thing is, just because it's not canon now doesn't mean it won't be canon in the future. It's all... They've been doing that where they introduce the old shit back into canon. You know, it happens.
It's just all universe stuff now. Yeah. So, I mean, just be happy that they didn't essentially say, like, nope, no reprints ever again. Okay, so Denny says... Leia is always be a princess. What is her role if she doesn't call Princess Leia anymore? The story will be changed if it happened continuously. I hope they will be a story which bring Leia to the Princess Leia back.
Okay, you dipped into my John Cena comments, it seems like.
Jesus. He's saying that if she's not Princess Leia, the story's changed. This guy thinks that they're making it like she's never was a princess. And he's hoping they make a movie where she becomes a princess again.
Just go. I don't know. Just get off of my planet.
So Emilio says, tears just surged in my eyes.
Okay.
Yeah. It hit very him emotionally.
Passionate about this character.
John says, she's always a queen to me. All hail Queen Leia, goddess of the universe.
Yeah, she was never a queen.
And that's just a cringeworthy comment.
Yeah. Ugh.
Christy says, if Han and Leia aren't together and married and everything still, I will literally sob my heart out. To which Deb responds, in the books, Leia and Han are married and go on to have three kids, twins, Jason and Jaina, and Anakin.
Yes.
To which Christy responds, you think they'll do that here? And then she puts a smiley face. To which Kyle joins in and says, ha ha, you dumb shits. Expanded universe is fucking dead. Just like you.
Okay. Jeez. I was going to basically just be Kyle, but until
you started. So he summed it up for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if they aren't together, and based on what the trailer to me looks like, it looks like they haven't been together for a while.
We haven't seen a scene with them. Like,
yeah.
No, we have. No.
It's like they're hugging like they haven't seen each other in a while.
Or like something bad happened.
Yeah.
Again, it's a trailer. There's not much you can get out of it.
And these trailers have been very mysterious compared to Phantom Menace. If they aren't together, I think that gives a lot more. More interesting.
We'll see what happens with the story. Yeah. So, Kevin says, I'm completely disappointed Leia isn't called Queen. Such a wasted opportunity. Makes sense seeing how she's the heir of Naboo.
Okay.
No, she's not the heir of Naboo.
You said earlier, it doesn't work
you
like
elect,
that.
They elect their queens. Yes, it makes no sense, but that's just how it is on that planet, because George Lucas said so, I guess.
Yeah.
She's not the heir, she's not... She became a senator. She stopped being a queen, became a senator. Her mother did. Yeah. All right. So Lee says, I've got a very bad feeling about this. Hence, this will be a story inspired by the NWO against our free democracy.
Jesus. So Hulk Hogan, Kevin Nash, and Scott Hall are making this movie.
No,
I understand.
Okay, so
God damn it. I hate whenever people bring up like New World Order shit, like it's the
No, I know.
Oh, God.
It's like lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Alan says, I love Carrie Fisher. She never did a Coke.
Okay.
She never did a Coke.
No, Pepsi. That was her brand.
Carrie Fisher was a huge Coke fiend. You look at a lot of Star Wars promo photos or any picture from the 80s.
Basically, her body's very indicative.
No. What I'm saying is, look at her fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
She's got the...
Her pinky, she always has a very long Coke nail.
Yeah.
And also...
Just to do bumps off of them.
This is the person who I just want to say, who John Belushi had to tell her to calm down.
Yeah.
When John fucking Belushi has to tell you you're doing too much Coke, you're doing too much Coke. So yeah, but according to Alan,
rest in peace, John Belushi.
Rest in peace. According to Alan, she never did a Coke. Not Coke, a Coke.
A Coke.
She never did a
Coke. Not a little bump.
Maybe he's like, well, no, she just didn't do a Coke. She did many Cokes.
Okay,
maybe that's what it means.
He's trying to let you know how much she did.
These next lessons are from 4chan. So this one actually addresses something related to another piece of media about the planet being blown up and how can you be royalty.
So 4chan is weird in that I know a lot of people think that's another boogeyman of sorts for people. Every now and then you do get like flashes of brilliance and just some
truth. Oddly enough, their Leia discussion, while it was peppered with evil social justice warrior
stuff.
They did have some good discussions going and stuff about Alderaan.
That's why I do enjoy reading stuff from there. Because honestly, half the time, these guys aren't even serious about the shit they say.
No.
And it just makes you chuckle, honestly.
But like there was a nice discussion about Alderaan, about the politics of that.
Yeah.
And actually, I did learn a lot about Jimmy Smith's character, about Bail Organa.
Yeah. He's a cool dude.
So here's what this anonymous person will say. Did Vegeta ever stop being Prince of the Saiyans? To which someone responded... Yes, he did. He just wouldn't let go of it because he was a bitch.
True. This is true.
I would call him a bitch. You know what? I love Vegeta. I do. But love it's like, Vegeta. Yeah, he wouldn't let go of it.
He's proud. He's very proud.
Yeah.
Leia is not that proud.
Every 5 minutes, he had to remind us that
I'm Prince of the Saiyans.
Who the fuck are you doing?
I don't know what that was.
I'm Prince. I'm the Prince. What the hell was that?
I'm sorry.
I'm Prince of the Saiyans. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Yeah, every, like, 5 minutes, he'd have to tell Goku he was Prince of All Saiyans, or Kakarot, as he would call him. Vegeta's not a good example, because he's clearly has ego issues and stuff like that. Okay,
he's flawed.
And then, okay, shouldn't that be General Organa? And then someone says, no, because nobody would recognize the name, and it sounds horrible, to which someone responded back, they'd recognize it as the last name of Senator Organa, played by award-winning, handsome Latino actor Jimmy Smits. You miserable plebeian. So, the final one. She's the leader of a movement to destroy the Empire in control of the galaxy. Having a title that supports having a monarchy sends mixed messages. Her being called a general is fine. And that, to me, sums it up.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it till this comment, which was like, oh, shit, that's right. She wouldn't want to send that message of, like, I'm a princess, there's kings, queens and shit, monarchy and all that stuff. She would want to be like, I'm a general in an army. You don't want to send that message of monarchy. And that does make a good point. The Empire can have titles like that. She wouldn't want that. So from a storytelling perspective... Fucking yes. Right. You hit the nail on the head. You hit the womp rat on the ass or whatever.
They're no bigger than 3 meters.
Yeah. Metric system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 3 meters are... That's like 12 feet or something. I don't know.
See?
I don't know how it works.
If only we knew the metric system in the good old United States of America.
How big is a meter?
But no, we're in.
They mean like the parking meters, like it's three of those.
We're in good company with Myanmar and Liberia, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Don't shit on them, man. They know what's up.
Yeah, you know, us not knowing the metric system. So you got some quick bits for me, don't you?
I do have some quick bits for you. Okay. So apparently DC was saying that Suicide Squad will be PG-13.
Yeah.
You know, and well, it is. I know you don't care.
I know. I was expecting that. Yeah. Obviously.
I don't know why people weren't.
Because
PG-13 is the area you want to hit.
Here's why they weren't. Because the whole marketing for this movie is like, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be brutal.
Yeah, and that's fine. Like the Dark Knight was crazy and brutal, but it was PG-13. You know,
it's like people were thinking like, oh man, there's gonna be so much murder in this movie. Why? There's gonna be so, because the hype machine and then. Jared Leto saying all this stuff like, I was sending my cast members dead rats. It's like, and all this stuff, and it's like,
I'm gonna be honest, I think if I was working on a movie with anyone trying to play the Joker, I'd be really pissed off.
I hate that anyone who plays the Joker
is doing method shit and,
you know, because it's like, well, I gotta act crazy if I want to play the character. It's like, no, you don't. Yeah. You really fucking don't.
In hindsight, I understand Jack Nicholson playing him the way he did.
Was Cesar Romero acting crazy playing Joker? No.
Probably not. He didn't shave his mustache. That was it. That's the craziest
thing. Well, yeah. You don't shave your fucking mustache. Yeah.
All right. So it was PG-13. So I got one comment from you. Fucking great. I long for the day when men can be men. Women can be women. And I won't be judged for liking the things I like. Hollywood is afraid of new ideas. But maybe the Joker should have a male lover. I'm not saying I want this, but it would be an interesting way to take his character. I'm not gay. I just want to see the Joker with a male slave. Maybe he can actually fall in love with him, but realize how wrong loving another man is because he's dedicated to Harley, then has to make the biggest decision of his life, to be gay or to keep fucking a dumbass whore like Harley.
What does the fuck does this have to be with it being not rated R?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
There's many things wrong with that, and I don't know if I can even address any of them because it's just
bizarre.
What? It's gonna be PG-13. Why can't he have a male slave and realize that it's wrong because he likes fucking the lady, but then he realizes he wants to fuck the dude? What? How do you come to that conclusion?
No idea. And then other people were calling this guy like closeted and saying that he wants to like suck.
I don't even
dicks.
Think that's the problem. I think the problem.
No, just, yeah, it's just an odd comment.
It's
to say
like regarding... if that's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear that the movie's PG-13, it's like, the fuck are you thinking about this film?
I don't know.
All right,
he just wants to see the Joker fuck a man,
but not like it, but actually like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Someone has a costume party to go to recently. This was posted in a sci-fi
okay.
Form. So, you know, it's the theme is the day after the apocalypse. So, you know, he's asking for, you know, ideas to help with, you know, his post-apocalyptic costume.
Just go naked.
Yeah. Yes. So, I got a costume party tomorrow. The theme is the day after the apocalypse. So, pretty wide... We can basically be whatever as long as it fits under the post-apocalyptic theme. I had a few costume ideas, but I'm not satisfied.
Okay.
Any help? Oh, and then one person responds. God fucking damn it. I'm so sick of you fucking morons who have no idea how the apocalypse works. Your fucking party is called the day after the apocalypse. If anyone shows up in goddamn Mad Max costumes, I will vomit. The day after means the day after. What's to get? Show up with your normal clothes and a bit of stubble. That's it. Maybe in 10 years your party can dress like a bunch of idiots without a sense of fashion. But until that day, it seems like you and your shitty friends are stuck in a state of mediocrity. Pretending to know what sci-fi is while stroking yourselves to completion with your fantasies of Furiosa pegging you in the ass with their stump of an arm as Tom Hardy mumbles awkwardly about being an Australian once more, and I fall asleep at how many people can be interested in watching midgets exist on film.
I don't know what that even... That guy got mad.
Before he got into a weird rant about Mad Max, he wasn't wrong.
Oh,
it's, look, if it's the day after.
Yeah, he makes a good point, but damn. This is colorful. Too colorful.
Jesus.
Alright.
Nintendo decided for Warriors of Hyrule, which is like a... It's a Legend of Zelda spinoff. They wanted to release like a female Link.
I saw that on Tumblr this morning.
Yeah. You know, some people are like, okay, that's cool, whatever. You know, and you know, the joke's like, isn't Zelda the... Isn't he always... Or some stupid shit where people get Zelda and Link confused.
I don't know how. I mean, Zelda's like a tiny little lady who like...
No, because people think that...
But Zelda's a tiny lady who gets demons out of houses and stuff, so I mean...
God damn it. God damn it.
This house is clean.
Okay, I understand. So, yeah, people are iffy on this. Female Link.
Alright.
I would like to be the one to ask... Why? Link is a guy. There's no need for a female version. If they want to add more female characters for some diversity, that's great. But make new characters. I don't understand this trend of feminizing male characters. I've never seen a male Lara Croft or a male Samus, and I hope I never do. I could not masturbate to them.
Okay, I thought he was being serious, and then okay, that's...
Maybe he was being serious.
If that's serious, that's fucking weird. But, no, I mean, there's nothing wrong with Rule 63 and characters doing gender swap.
I have no issue. Normally, because they're not canon ever, and it's like...
Well, and even if they are, to me, it's
even
like...
Even if they are, it's like they usually give you a good reason why this thing exists.
Yeah, it's like...
It's not like...
Oh, no, I have to play as a girl now. Ooh, it's like, shut the fuck up. Mm. God.
And my final thing in quick bits. This was kind of big for people. So... Super Smash Brothers is a game where all types of...
Oh, and I heard who's joining.
Yes. It's a game where characters from every sort of game can essentially just meet up.
They but smash their bros very superly.
Yeah, you do. That doesn't sound homoerotic at all. Cloud from Final Fantasy VII was announced. And a lot of people were really happy. Because that's something that people have been clamoring for a while. And yeah, it's just a big deal. One guy apparently has a lot of conflict in himself, though.
Oh, God. What are we in for?
Sony is a motherfucker. They could have easy placed Cloud in the PS Fighters game, but now they do this with... I must buy a new console. My children will have to eat less because I love Cloud that much.
Oh.
I will get the new PlayStation 4 to play this game. I'm sorry. Tell them I love them. I'm not a bad father.
You are a bad father.
And the awesome thing is it's not on PS4. It's on the Nintendo.
Yeah.
So he's buying a wrong console.
Well, I mean, he'll be able to play Final Fantasy VII Redux or whatever.
Yeah, that's so. Cool.
But, yeah, that's weird. People treat video games as important.
I like games, but I've never been this weird about a game, except for maybe Mass Effect. And that, and I think because of that, I will never do that again. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, yeah, video game fans are crazy.
Yeah, that's quick bits.
All right, so moving on to Pop Culture Junkyard. Pop Culture Junkyard, where we cover something from pop culture, be it from before we were born, or from before you were born, or...
Whoever you are.
Yes. It's just things that...
Maybe things that after you were born.
Things that have struck a chord, things that... maybe haven't struck a chord. Things that just exist in this pop cultural landscape.
We did do Berries and Cream.
Yes, we did.
That affected us greatly.
Yeah. So this week, we're going to be doing something that some people may have heard of, maybe not a lot. Do you remember ABC Family?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember when it was called Fox Family?
No.
So right before, first it was the Family Channel, then it became Fox Family for a brief period of time.
ABC Family was like the and it still is
a new kind of family.
It's the shitty channel that plays like shitty Christmas.
They're
going to
be changing the name of it soon.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, for a while there was Fox Family and they played reruns of Pee-wee's Playhouse. They had the Addams Family TV series, which was really horrible. It was like the new Addams Family.
Oh.
The Big Wolf on Campus was on there. But So there was a show. There's a kid's show in the morning called Gerbert. We're not talking about Gerbert today, though. Gerbert was a kid's show as a puppet, and he was. It was like teaching you good and wholesome lessons
in life. I don't see this show.
Okay, but some people did. But there's a certain part of the show that frightened the shit out of people. Today we will be speaking about Benny Brush.
It's art time with Benny Brush.
Hello out there, kids. Once again, it's art time with your favorite paintbrush in the whole world, me, Benny Brush. You know, I love boats. Do you love boats? Don't you like to watch them the way they float through the water without sinking? Well, I know how you can make your very own boat, and it'll really float. I remember when I was just a little bitty brush, after it would rain and the water would be going down the gutter, I'd make me a little boat and it'd really float. I'm going to show you how to do it, and it's easy if you'll just try it. Now look down here at my materials. I've got a milk carton or a juice carton. I've got a toilet paper tube. I've got some paints. I've got some glue. And over here I got me a pan of water so I can prove to you that it really does float. Now pay attention. The first thing you have to do is go to your mommy or your daddy and ask for these materials. You say, hey, Mom, I need a toilet paper tube. I need a milk carton. And she'll say, what for? And you'll say, it's my art project. I'm making a boat that really floats. And she'll say, really? Let's see you do it.
Okay, so Benny Brush was this thing that I remember, and a few other people my age, I can talk to them, and they'll remember it, but when you mention it, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? I forgot about that. So this show, Gerbert, had a segment on it called Benny Brush, where this dude in a giant brush costume that looked frightening...
It's not good. I'm going to say that right now. It does not look good at all.
But it's scary looking.
It is.
With like a moving mouth and everything and big sunglasses and giant hair.
It reminds me of like a person like that would wear a costume to generate like customers for food.
But it's... Yeah. There's some weird surreal like nightmare quality to it.
Yeah.
Because this is done in a completely black atmosphere. The background is black, the floor is black.
They're doing the Bob Ross thing, but without any of the heart and soul.
And it looks like a floating, like, terror brush.
Yeah.
And the whole time he's teaching kids how to make arts and crafts, and he sounded like he was drunk.
He does sound drunk.
And that's like, he sounded like he was heavily intoxicated, and like he was angry at something. Like it was almost like a dude was put in this costume and didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So... I just remember being little and this coming on and just being like, not frightened, but just so fucking confused.
It feels like a Tim and Eric thing, honestly.
Something
like that where it's like people, it's like we're making fun of this kind of thing. It's really weird.
It seems like someone who isn't human made this.
Yeah.
So here's some comments on Benny Brush. Okay, so Zach says, no. When I was fucking, like, 4 years old, I remember seeing this motherfucker on TV, and I had nightmares for fucking months. For 14 years now, I've been wondering who that figure was that haunted my consciousness when I was young. Then I randomly stumble upon this, only to have an intense mental collapse at the sight of his movement and figure. This isn't so scary now, but as a kid, this haunted me as though my soul and my heart was encapsulated in a jar of hornets. Fuck you, Benny Brush, you fucking demon.
Wow. I do feel like this is going to be the comment to basically set up the whole idea of how horrifying this thing is to people.
Benny, it could be a demon. Like, it's like strange version of a demon that's a giant fucking paintbrush that just screams at you. Like, that's thing. He's just screaming.
Yeah.
There's no
heart there. There's no love there.
It's nothing but, hey, kids.
What is interesting, though, is every now and then he'll say something that kind of alludes to, like a darker part of his life.
Yes, it's very strange.
It is bizarre. And that's what I'm saying. It feels to me like a parody, almost.
But it's not. And that's the weird part. Yeah, there are those moments of, like, weird comments where it's like, the fuck is happening? And, like, why is he mentioning, like, stuff about, like, parents' private lives, and
Why is he? And how they kind of hate each other and shit.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? But yeah. So he's a demon. So Sir Chubby Bunny says, "Stop yelling at me, Benny."
Yeah. He really needs to just calm down.
I don't know who thought this was a good idea to make a children's like presenter just scream at the kids.
Because you look at Bob Ross, and this is going to basically be my go-to point for him. Bob Ross is awesome.
Oh, he's calm.
He's calm. He's not screaming at you.
He's the other end of he's the other side of the coin of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
both of them. But you watch Mr. Rogers, Bob Ross, it's comfy time. It's like everything's good. Everything feels great. Nice happy
tree. Mr. Rogers was not a Marine, damn it.
No, he wasn't.
I hate that.
No, he was not. I believe Bob Ross actually was
the military, though. Yes,
yes. Okay, so Fandaline Dolphin says, "Hey, kids, are you trapped in an abyss of darkness? Caught in another region betwixt this world and the next? Because I am, singing off into an eternity in perdition? Your favorite damn paintbrush!"
That's amazing.
If there was a children's show in hell, it would be Benny Brush.
Yeah. And would people like it, though?
And he would be dropping in, like, your sins between each, like lesson and stuff.
Remember that time you cheated on your wife? Wasn't that fun? And it's like, yeah. It's like...
Email the Oldie says, "That guy sounds fucking pissed. What an asshole."
You know what? Is Benny supposed to sound like Benny? Because he sounds like a guy from the mean streets of New York or something.
But then he also sounds kind of like Southern at times. I can't place it.
No, yeah, you're
His
right.
dialect is all over the place. Dean Martin, 1231, says,
"Oh, shit.
This is fucked."
yeah.
So Sir Chubby Bunny on another video said, "I think this is what 3 a.m. desperation looks like in a public access studio."
Yeah. It screams of that. Because, like, that's what, you know, like, Tim and Eric is essentially, it's a parody on that.
I'm imagining.
And to me, that's what it feels like.
When they
like.
Put this together, it was like they got some random intern who probably had a weird fucked up voice, and then they modulated it a little bit with something. And he probably didn't want to do it, and so he just started saying, "I didn't even paint! Paint between your fingers! You can do it!"
Yeah.
And
he sounds like he wants to go. Like, that's like he just wants to finish and just get out of there. That doesn't sound
good. So, the Moon Power says, "Hey, kids! Want to know how to have fun with each other's body in bed? It's easy if you just try it!"
Okay, wow.
Daniel says, "You can go anywhere with it! On a highway, to a bar with some hookers!"
Yeah. There you go. Oh, man.
I want Benny to narrate everything.
See, I feel like this character is so close to just saying so much, but he can't. And it's weird that I want this to actually be on Adult Swim now, so he can just say all the horrible shit that he has.
This one's in relation to, there was a video, and I can't find it anymore, but people always talk about that one where he teaches you to build a little model car. And there were weird things he said, like you take the car out, you take it out and you go out for some fun, and then there's some fun you can't talk about. Like, things like that. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, okay, I get what this guy's doing. I feel like if they let him go off on his own, I feel like he's just trying to be... He's anti-Barney, essentially.
The last one, it's from Duplex Side. Say what you will about Benny, but the enthusiasm cannot be matched.
I beg to differ. I can clearly tell how this guy does not want
this
to be here.
This is so anti-enthusiastic that it's on the back to the edge of enthusiasm.
Oh, wow.
So it's like
so
this,
it's a circle. Then.
It's this bizarre anti-enthusiasm. Like, he has found the anti-life equation.
Yes.
Yeah, like, this is a short pop culture junkyard, but Benny Brush. So for those who haven't heard of it, please look up Benny Brush.
It is bizarre and it's very interesting.
Show your children.
Show your children.
There's only about four or five clips on YouTube.
That probably speaks a lot about how how popular Gerbert was.
So to finish us off, you have some.
It's back. I have a few wrestling comments. All right.
So what do you got?
So, John Cena. I'm covering John Cena as I usually do, but today is just John Cena focused. John Cena is my favorite of the Pokemon.
I agree.
There you go. Many likes to John Cena. Give him more for his penis.
Okay, sure, do that. You should do that.
Common Cena, my hero. Come back to WWE, please. And get us title from Alberto Del Rio. Del Rio, by the way. Del Rio. All
right.
You can do this to the John Cena. EB838JA5E32HBR7 Gorbalik.
I think it's a robot that
it is.
Malfunctioned. Okay.
This is a robot. When Cena is not show up to Raw, my kids ask me, Dad, where is Cena? Without Cena, we don't want to watch the WWE superstar anymore. Cena be coming to the WWE World Heavyweight Champion again for the 16th time. I am coming too.
I'm glad that you are coming also.
Yes. Cena is coming and I am too.
Okay.
There you go. I am Indian, but I like John Cena a lot.
That is maybe the most coherent thing that has ever been said.
And it says so much about these comments. Jesus, it's so Christ. Weird. So Cena is kind of weird on Instagram. He posts these kind of these kind of surreal posts, you know. And he's just saying, you know, it's for your interpretation.
Yeah,
he's just having fun essentially. But he posted a picture of Paul Rudd in Anchorman.
Okay.
And I guess his Instagram is linked to his Facebook because it confused the fuck out of like a lot of people.
Okay.
And I only have one, so. Paul Rudd is here. Who is men? How is it Cena? Why Cena? Is this the champ?
Oh, God. That's awesome.
They think Paul Rudd was Cena. But yeah.
He'll play him in the John Cena biopic.
They will. And my final comment.
All right. For you.
I'm WWWWWWEEE fan John China, and Rom Riggs is best friends. Say trolling ka bad RPM. Riggs would have the bit title. Happy him for
what?
To find dick.
It feels like you have to rearrange all these sentences.
The amount of penis references are very odd, by the way. I don't know why they keep doing that.
John Cena's being sexualized too much.
Yes. They need to cancel the slave John Cena toy.
I'm coming with John Cena or whatever. Wow. I'm Indian. Like, that's the most coherent
statement I've ever gotten out of this.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh. Okay, well,
alright.
So, he's finally on that ship. No more pain. Just living it up like he wanted. We miss you, brother. We will always miss you.
I want to say the theme from Titanic. My heart will go on.
This is Motorhead with Louie Louie. And this one is for you, Filthy Phil Taylor. We'll be right back.
it's weird. I've never been attracted to Leia.
That's okay.
No, but it's like, I feel like...
You've been stating it over and over.
But I feel like an outlier now that everyone's so like, there's a big boner for Leia. It's okay. It's weird.
You don't have to.